Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Cavs on the brink. Is that a good headline there for you, Jeff? I think it is.
That's an accurate one.
Cavs on the brink. Let's get more information from a man in the know. He's Matt Moore, senior NBA writer for the Action Network, Locked On, the NBA podcast. And right now he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hey, Matt, how are you?
Doing well, man. How are y'all?
We're doing good. You're not touching this game with a 10-foot pole until you find out what Donovan Mitchell's doing, right?
That's correct. Got to know that Mitchell's in. They do not have a shot, I don't think, to win this game without Mitchell. He's too important for him. He's been too great. Him going through shoot-around this morning, though, was real important to me. I think they might have looked out when you kind of look at how the injury occurred and what he was kind of looking like. The fact the MRI was negative, I think, is huge. So I'm optimistic he plays. And if he does, I think absolutely the Cavs win this game.
Let me throw a number at you. If he doesn't play, Cavs are 9-2 without him this year. What does that mean heading into a playoff game? Anything?
I think it matters a little bit if you've got a fully healthy team, right? In a different type of matchup. I think the problem is without him to put pressure on the defense, how do you get the Pacers away from their base coverages? How do you get them out of their comfort zone without Mitchell? Because Garland, with that toe injury, I just don't know if he's got the burst to be able to do it. And they don't really have a third creator. Like, I think Strus has actually played really well in the series, but he's not a primary ball creator. Ty Jerome, obviously, I thought he was good in game one, has been bad since then. Obviously, and that takes away another kind of element of this, which is just like, you got to have somebody who can leverage the defense. I think if Garland was fully healthy, okay. But Evan Mobley is not in a position to run kind of hub offense as a point center in order to be able to do this. That's not either his skill set or where he's at with his development curve. So I think they need Mitchell because of Garland's situation in order to leverage the defense and create the kind of threes they need to create on offense.
Yeah, and how do they do that? Like last game, that was such a bad game. How do you shake the dust off and then get the three-pointers to start? Is it just a matter of home cooking and knowing the rims at home?
So this is one where I do disagree with what Atkinson's talked about and what the narrative has been about the offense. Mm-hmm. I think your defense needs to fuel your offense. Like, they have been willingly switching with giving Miles Turner a smaller guy, and he's gotten them in the foul. He's drawn fouls. He's gotten open threes. He's scored at the basket. Like, they've just, I think, switched too much, and it's time for an adjustment in pick and roll situations. Their coverage hasn't been tight. Their transition defense hasn't been great. Like, they're going to have to hit first in this game. It's going to have to be start on the defensive end. You get those stops, you get out and run, you can get them out of position on mismatches, cross matches, and then be able to create the kind of threes that you want. Now, honestly, like, look, to me, the reality is game one, Garland's out, the Pacers punched you in the mouth. Okay, the Pacers are sneaky, a really good team. Game two probably should have been a Cavs win, right? Like, no Garland, but they had enough to get that done, and it took an outlier sequence of events for them to kind of blow that game. Game three, that's what you were expecting. You were going to get one in Indy. The Cavs are too good not to get one in Indy. But the Cavs are also not so much better than the Pacers, who are, again, are really good, to get both. So I think that we've kind of overreacted because of game one and two to game four. Where, like, it wouldn't have shocked me at all going to the series. Yeah, they split one and two in Cleveland. Game three and four were blowouts each way. I've been like, yeah, that tracks. Who do you like in game five? Cleveland, 100%. That's where I think that this series probably should be. And that obviously narrows the margin for error for the Cavs to nothing the rest of the way. But they just need a few breaks to go their way, as well as to play better defensively. This, to me, this game is about just execute better defensively. That will fuel your offense. And then it's game six. That's where you're going to need some good fortune to come in.
Matt Moore joining us from the Action Network. Matt, the Cavs were so good during the regular season. I mean, any category you want to look at, points, scoring, wins, whatever, they were so good. Has this team been exposed in any which way in this playoff series, or has it just not gone their way and injuries have been a big part of it?
I think injuries have been a big part of it. I don't think they've been exposed. I think acting like the Cavs are not actually a serious team. This team's better than like those Jazz teams that were number one in the West with Donovan and weren't serious contenders. The Cavs were absolutely good enough. The one thing I did note throughout the entire season was kept waiting for the defense to get elite, because they were that the last few years under JB. Like, they were just awesome defensively. And this year, it's like they were good, but they were so great offensively. It was like, wow, you know, they got this elite offense. But they were never elite defensively. They were for like a small stretch of time. They got like a few weeks period where I was like, oh, okay, there it is. But they really haven't been there. And so that to me is kind of the issue here, is I think they became a little bit too offensively balanced. They need to rebalance towards the defensive side. I think if they come out of the series, that to me has to be the area of improvement. And I think Mobley is phenomenal and a rock on that side. But you just need a rebalance defensively if you fall short in the series. Because with better defense, they could have dealt with the bad shooting that happened to them in the series, even with the injuries.
Matt Moore from the Action Network joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I know when you sit in Cleveland, you're trying to figure out who the Cleveland X Factor is. Is it fair to say that Miles Turner could be the X Factor when you look at what Indiana does?
To a degree, I think that they're going to take whatever you give them. Mm-hmm. That's one of the best things about the Pacers, is Carlisle has built a game plan where it's like, hey, you're going to leave us open from three. We're not a three-point shooting team, but we're going to shoot them. We're going to shoot them, we're going to knock them down, and we're going to create great looks. You're going to switch, and you're going to dare Miles Turner to beat you. We're absolutely going to feed him the ball, and he's going to feast on you. You're going to play two at the level, and you're going to dare Miles Turner to hit pick and pops. Yep, we're going to go to that. So the key is, I think, to kind of rebalance. They've actually done such a good job on Tyrese Halliburton. I think you got to make Tyrese Halliburton a scorer. I think you really got to stop, you know, giving switches in these type of situations to limit that. Put him in drop coverage and be like, hey, no passes. You're going to have to hit leaners, floaters, runners, and pull up J's. You're going to have to score 40 if you're going to win this game, because that's not what Halliburton wants. You got to lock down on Andrew Nembhard. You got to lock down on Pascal Siakam. You got to shut off the water to Aaron Nesmith. Because this team is built on Halliburton distributing, where it's like, even though his assist numbers aren't great, he controls games with how he navigates the defense and what he takes that you give him. So I think they need to make him a scorer in this one, and then focus on not letting Miles Turner get so many advantages with some of the switches that they're giving.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
No team is perfect, Matt. There's no, I don't think, perfect roster construction. If you're looking at the Cavs, and here they sit down 3-1 to Indiana, is there one thing that you think this team could really use this?
Size. They need size. They look so small at times when it's Ty Jerome and Sam Merrill, who I still can't get over that Atkinson started him in game one. The minute that happened, I was like, oh, no. You need more size. You just need a bunch of big wings. And again, I think Strus has played really well in this series, but there's a lot of times when I get worried about where Strus is at defensively based off of the matchups that he's having to guard. Adding DeAndre Hunter was genius. It was so smart. And I think, honestly, Dean Wade could play a little bit more in the series. His minutes haven't been great, but I think it's mostly because of the lineups that he's been with. You need big athletic wings. That's what everybody in this league needs. It's what everybody covets. And I think the Cavs could probably use one to two more of those versus some of the skill players that they tried to get through in their rotation with.
Matt, you looking for a high-scoring game tonight? I mean, or does that matter on Donovan Mitchell? Is that what the difference is?
It does. I to me, again, this gets into what's Atkinson going to do on defense. If you get Mitchell and they are able to refocus and be like, we have got to slow down Indiana. Like, we have got to get them out of their comfort zone. Then I think you can win this game with an under. Like, the Cavs are big enough, strong enough, and talented enough with their top four guys to be able to get that done with Donovan able to play. You got enough offense there, but you're going to have to, I think, I don't think the Cavs, as much as they are an offensively centric team, you can't play an up and down game with the Pacers. That's where they want you. You got to get them out of their comfort zone because they've gotten you out of yours. So to me, the best path is actually Cavs and an under tonight.
It seems like it's been first team to 120 to win. I'm pretty sure it has been. First team to 120 wins these games. Your thoughts on I'm just even that stat.
I mean, I think it gets back to what I said, which is the Pacers have gotten us where they want it. You can't play the Pacers on their turf. They're so good at getting you into the type of games that they want to play. Boston talked about this last year, about why that series was so tough for them. That Indiana, it's not about the matchups and the star power or whatever. It's that Indiana plays a style where you're constantly like, this is not how we want to play, and yet we're playing it anyway. You've got to be so deliberate with how you attack Indiana. And so getting into games where it's first to 120, I understand the idea, which is like for the number one offense, we've got all this firepower. You were the number one regular season offense. This is the playoffs. You may have to have a different identity if you're going to dig out of a 3-1 hole.
Bigger surprise, Boston or Cleveland down 3-1?
Boston. You know, obviously the Tatum injury is a huge part of the story going forward, but they were down 7 when he got hurt last night. Boston collapsing once is kind of like, yeah, they do that from time to time. Collapsing twice, wow, okay, you guys are really rattled. 3 times when they've had a lead? Pretty surprising. They've just had so many advantages. The Knicks are constantly giving them these open looks on the perimeter, and sometimes they've knocked it down and sometimes they haven't. And they've just been, I think, so sloppy with their game plan in this series. And it's a real credit to New York that they are, in my opinion, outmatched in so many ways and now likely to advance with the unfortunate news about what happened to Tatum.
Do you think if the Cavs lose tonight, they disassemble this team? A lot of fans would love to see Giannis play here, but I'm sure every city in the NBA would like to have him play in their city. So let me ask you 2 questions. 1, if the Cavaliers lose tonight, do they start to disassemble what they have, and they, especially when you look at the core 4? 2, where will Giannis end up next year?
So on the first count, I think probably major changes are afoot, not from a, you know, breaking up all parts of it. I would imagine they probably move on from Jared Allen just because they've looked at trading him several times through the years, and I think they'll probably explore that again. If they think Mobley's ready to take over 5, can you create a more switchable team with a different power forward and play Mobley at 5 and go more to a 5-out team? Is that what's best on both ends? I think that's probably looked at. I don't think beyond that goes anywhere. And then with Giannis, I mean, look, the Mavericks could offer Cooper Flagg. The Spurs can offer the second pick and Stephon Castle, Rookie of the Year. The Thunder can offer Jalen Williams and any number of picks. Houston can offer Phoenix's entire draft future and one of their young guys. If the bidding war starts for Giannis, it's going to get pretty wild in terms of the assets that are out there. And I also think Milwaukee's going to be real hesitant to trade him to a team in division that you have to deal with four times a year going forward, even if they don't plan to compete. So I think Cleveland's an unlikely spot for Giannis, with those other teams more likely.
Good. That means Pacers, Pistons, and Bulls too, right?
Well, do they even have do the Cavs even have the assets, Matt, to pull it off with all those picks going to Utah?
I don't think so, because if you're Milwaukee, you have to reposition to trying to get your future back on track, trying to get back to zero. They owe so many picks. They don't have assets. And the Cavs would have to give up their entire draft future alongside like a Darius Garland on top of other stuff. I just don't think it's kind of reasonable to expect the Cavs to make the offer that they're going to need to in order to compete with the other teams.
Matt Moore, Action Network, thank you. Make sure you check out his stuff online, especially if you're thinking about getting into the action tonight on the game. Matt Moore, thank you very much.
Thanks, Matt.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.